Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. Now, before we get into what's happening on this week's show, let's get stuck into the hotline, 1-300-929-516. That is 1-300-929-516. Now, this is our final Tamworth Country Music Festival special for 2014, and what a festival it was. As expected, it was super mega cook and egg on the pavement hot, but in fairness, the beer was contrastingly cold enough to put icicles on your beard cold. So I guess it kind of all balances out. Now, again, there were some great events, and this week I would love to focus on some of the great music and artists I spent time with at the 2014 Tamworth Country Music Festival while darting from gig to gig and soaking up all the Australian country music industry has to offer. One of the great things about the Tamworth Country Music Festival for me is there's some great and really, really worthwhile ticketed shows, and there's also quite a few awesome free shows too. So you get a great balance, and you have the opportunity to go see possibly an artist that you wouldn't normally go and see, and you can discover so much more and reinvigorate your passion for not only for music but also for Australian country as well. Now, let's kick off this episode of Real Country with a bad boy that's actually one of the good guys in country. Hardworking, big-hearted, and very popular, especially if you go by the ticket sales for his regular festival show at the Capitol Theatre. I'm talking about Paul Coster. What a top way to kick off Real Country this week. This is Bad Boy.
Understand. chances again and again. My heart can't stand this anymore. I've never been this close to walking out before. I'm just one step from 1 foot out the door. Near the time it takes for one teardrop to hit the floor. I'll be gone and you'll be here once. Sorry, too late. 'Cause when it comes to leaving, I'm only one heartbreak away. Who I'm with and where I am. So think again if you think you might stay out late tonight. 'Cause you've run out of next times and it's time you understand. In your arms is where I'd love to stay. Don't you know there's only so much hurt a heart can take? I'm just one step from 1 foot out the door. Near the time it takes for one teardrop to hit the floor. I'll be away. I'm just one step from 1 foot out the door. And in the time it takes for one teardrop to hit the floor, I'll be gone and you'll be here. Sorry, too late. 'Cause when it comes to leaving, I'm only one heartbreak away. Yeah, when it comes to leaving, I'm only one heartbreak away.
That was One Heartbreak Away off the album Living for the Moment, which was indeed launched at the Tamworth Country Music Festival out at the pub. The new album for Christy Cox, that's Living for the Moment. Make sure you definitely head to iTunes and get your hands on it. It is a great album from a fantastic artist that has really backed her own horse. And she's now doing time both in Nashville and also over here in Australia. And she is just one top chick, Christy Cox. So again, make sure you get your hands on her album, Living for the Moment. You can head to iTunes and you can download it now. As I wandered down Peel Street, I heard the dulcet tones of this man echoing from the Tudor Hotel. And a little later on, I did have a chat with him in Fan Zone, which is one of the few places at the festival with air conditioning that doesn't require a drink purchase to enjoy.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and I'm chatting with the one and only Brad Butcher. How are you?
Good, mate. Good to see you.
How's your festival been?
Flat out. It's been non-stop since last Friday till today, which is, what day is it even? I don't even know where I am.
Isn't that funny how at the festival you go, I'm going to roll into town on this day, but I've got no idea what day it is after that, but magically it all still works.
Oh, well, we had a late night old country gig last night and it went completely off. About 2:30 we were kicked out of the Tudor, and I think that's why I'm a bit dusty today, mate. I'm trying to piece it all back together.
What's your quintessential Tamworth Country Music Festival experience?
I like the social aspect. You get to catch up with all your mates that you haven't seen in a long time and have a beer and hear some good stories. The gigs are a second to that.
Well, you know what? I totally agree with that. And because I bumped into you, it is an excuse to play my absolute all-time favourite Brad Butcher song, Old Man's Gone. Is that all right with you?
Go for it, mate.
Here it is on Real Country.
Whisper carried on the wind floats until it reaches someone listening. Someone free to feel the breeze. The legend ever grows while the truth is perceived. And no one feels it change till your hat's blown off and the sea starts to rage. And it feels cold upon your skin, So you cover up your ears and shelter from the wind. Who am I when the old man's gone? Burn the ashes and send them home. Who am I when the old man's gone? And where will I call home? The winter winds will carry on. Trees creak and moan, their leaves brown, then they're gone. Watch them fall and float away. Their mark on the tree no one can replace. Who am I when the old man's gone? Burn the ashes and send them home. Who am I when the old man's gone? Where will I call home? Ooh. Ooh. When the old man's gone, burn the ashes and send them home. Who am I when the old man's gone? And where will I call home? Who am I when the old man's gone? Wear my hands down to the bone. Claw my way through the sand and stone till I'm back where I belong. The place that I call home. But where will I call home?
Hi, this is Paul Costa, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
It's more than wheels and steel, it's a way of life. Tractors and
Calling all entertainers, Talent in Your Town is a new online directory for entertainers who want to be seen and heard. Singers, dancers, magicians, bands, comedians, jugglers, illusionists, face painters, fireworks, kids' parties and a whole lot more. Whatever you do, Talent in Your Town wants to hear from you. Talentinyourtown.com.au, the one-stop shop for all your private or corporate entertainment needs too.
Plus amusement.
Check it out, talentinyourtown.com.au.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Two top country tracks requested by you.
Request a song with our website, www.realcountrymix.com.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. For all things country, head to the website, realcountrymix.com. You know you want to. This is the final Tamworth Country Music Festival special that Real Country is doing for 2014. Still to come on the show, we've got chats with Jasmine Ray, Troy Cassidaly, and some cool tunes from Mustard Courage and One Morgan Evans. But now, in the midst of festival craziness, I caught up with McAllister Kemp, who just formally launched their great new album, Harder to Tame.
This is my Real Country interview with two of the most fun guys in country who have been all over the place doing some amazing stuff, and they've got a new album out now. Have I talked it up enough?
What's it called?
It is indeed McAllister Kemp. G'day, guys.
How you going?
G'day, Ben. Good to see you, man.
Now, your latest single, Tats, I had to read that twice to make sure it was Tats, meaning tattoos.
Yeah.
Tell me. No, not at all.
You guys are both tattooed, correct?
No, I'm going to be at some point. I've just got to get the right thing. It's going to involve the...
Clean skin?
Yeah.
He's a clean skin.
I'm clean skin. But it's going to involve the names of my two daughters. I'm just not sure how to do it.
I've got my daughter on my left arm here, Saeva Faith. So, but I want more too, man. They're definitely one of those things that would be, I'm sure, well, they are addictive, you know. Yeah, but the song Tats is a song that was written by our producer, Jeremy Stover, and an American artist named Randy Houser. And a cheeky, fun song with a little bit of innuendo. But as far as we're concerned, it's all about tattoos.
That's right.
Yeah.
And just quickly, how was the album launch? Because I rolled into town a little bit later.
We didn't really have an album launch as such. We just released it to radio and media and all that. But tomorrow night at 11 p.m. at Blazers is our unofficial after party launch type thing.
Yes.
Geez, you can't be straight up with these things, can you?
No. We're making them wait a little. We've given them a week to learn the words. So the album came out last Friday. Now they've got 8 days to get it all down. So when they rock up to Blazers at 11 o'clock tomorrow night after the Golden Guitars, they should know it.
Know the whole album. Yeah.
That's it's not like a Justin Bieber album that's got like four words and three chords.
No,
it's actually a real album written very, very well.
Thank you, mate. Yeah, we did well. We were lucky with this album. And we did something different where we've generally written most of the songs on our last two albums. We went to Nashville this time and we borrowed from the vaults of Nashville and the publishing companies, and we ended up with four of our own songs and six songs from Nashville that we thought suited our sound and what we'd like to sing about lyrically. Songs that we thought, you know what, we could have written this song, you know, had we given ourselves a time and place to do it. So always busy, but you know, to find these six great songs that we feel really passionate about to put with our own four, we feel like we've got 10 strong songs that you know, people hopefully will like.
You can get everything McAllister Cam on iTunes or where good music is sold, or you can go to their website and buy a whole heap of great merch there.
It's www.mcallisterkemp.com. McAllister spelled with one L.
There we go, spelling and internet lessons.
You can also find us at Facebook, McAllister Kemp Music, and at Twitter. So we'll talk to you guys. I'll see you online soon.
Well, there you go. I don't even need to sign off my own interview now. You guys even doing that for me. McAllister Kemp.
Thanks, Benny. You're a legend,
you,
brother.
Cheers.
You know what I'm thinking. That's right, ma'am, I've been drinking.
I have.
No doubt you notice me staring. I usually ain't one for swearing, but damn, look at all you're wearing. Why you got them covered up? I bet they're big, I bet they're sweet. Bet you've been told there's something to see. Don't be shy, you should be proud. Shouldn't be scared just to whip them on out. I know they're high. Take it this far, but most nights I wouldn't be foobar, cause most nights I'm working in this bar, picking on the guitar, smoking on a cigar. Let me guess, I bet you got roses, butterflies or ladybug toes, angel wings or a pistol smoking, right there above your crack. I bet they're big, I bet they're sweet, bet you've been told there's something to see. Don't be shy, you should be proud, shouldn't be scared just to whip them on.
show me that I know you want to show me. I think you better show me your tats. Morning, she ain't got a prayer. I never feel like going, somehow she gets me there. My boots are kind of dusty, my shirt's all untucked, and that's about as much as she can ever clean me up. Looking for me, she kind of likes it, a little rough around the edge, she don't mind it, I got crazy laugh. She wouldn't have me any other way. She likes her horses a little harder to tame. She always sees it coming, that look gets in my eye, that restless spirit running, that fire that never dies. She loves the challenge, yeah, she sure got one now. Instead of pulling back, she lets the reins out. And lucky for me, she kinda likes it, a little rough around the edge. She don't mind if I got a little crazy left. She wouldn't have me any other way. She likes her whole
Now, this is our exciting new segment, Unheard and Unsigned, where I get to find those diamonds in the rough and just bring you some great music. This time, it's Brisbane-based artist Megan Cooper and our irreverent chat about her roots-drenched track, Virginia Falls, while also still standing in free air conditioning.
Megan Cooper.
Hello, Ben. How are you?
Splendid. Thank you for asking. Your place that you're staying in has no water.
Yeah, I woke up this morning and figured I'd broken the toilet like within 5 minutes of being there. And like, no, there's just no water. I've been told it's only a temporary measure, but hopefully the people down the back of all my gigs will be able to smell me in 3 days' time if they can't hear me.
Or you could always go and have a shower in Virginia Falls.
Oh, best segue I've ever heard today, anyway.
Yeah.
The single Virginia Fall is basically about a trip that I took through America to rediscover my love for music and other kind of music I like. And it took me all the way from Boston all the way down to New Orleans, quite literally, on a big, massive road trip, just soaking up as much musical goodness as I can. And the idea for the song happened when I was in the state of Virginia, and it was autumn or fall, which sounds a lot better in a song.
Yeah.
And I was listening to bluegrass, and the kind of the leaves were falling down, 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 down. I'm like,
yeah.
Well, this sucker's writing itself, so. So, yeah, that's what that song's all
about. And totally tax-deductible trip.
Correct. Yeah.
It is an absolutely amazing album, and I always get the order wrong. It is
Ghosts, Choirs and Kings.
You can download it from iTunes. You can also get it on your fantastic website, which is
It's Ye Olde Facebook, Megan L. Cooper Music.
Yeah, nice. That's where all the cool kids are.
You know it. Oh, I'm also on the Twitter. Twanglassie is my handle. Yo!
Virginia Falls by Megan Cooper. Here it is.
Thanks, Ben. Die. I mean, bye, not die. I need to lie down now.
Right on cue after glass number three. I wonder where you are. Do you ever think about me? Remember the trip that we took last year? Boston, the Blue Ridge, and down to New Orleans. That was the dream, but we never did make it. Oh, we got lost, Virginia Falls. We spent the summer in Kentucky trying to make our way, picking and packing just to make it pay. Oh, my roadhouse coffee, your bowling green. You said, when we get to Tennessee, would you marry me? I said, yes, and
did you know that I have a brand new toy and you can experience said toy on our website and also on Facebook now as well. I did notice that Real Country has quite a few overseas listeners. Now, we've got our hotline, 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. But I was getting a few emails from people overseas that had loved to call into the show, but the 1-300 number does make it a bit hard if you're overseas. So I've tried to make it very, very easy. All you need to do now is head to the website, realcountrymix.com, and underneath the show player, you'll see a big button there that says voicemail. Click on that and you can use your computer's microphone to send me a voice file, which is just like leaving me a message on the hotline. And even better, it's free and easy and you can talk to me from the world over and it's going to cost you absolutely nothing. There is also a button on our Facebook page as well, so you can do it straight from Facebook too. If you haven't liked our page already, check it out now, facebook.com/realcountry. That is facebook.com/realcountry. Show us some like there. And I'm expecting a whole heap of voicemails too. So if you go to the website or Facebook, make sure you leave us a voicemail using my new fantastic toy. Definitely check it out. Still to come on the show, we're hearing from Jasmine Ray, Morgan Evans, Mustard Courage, Troy Cassadaly, and a whole heap more. You're going to love it.
Hell yeah!
Can you give me Luke?
This is Luke.
And Duke. This is Bo.
Duke.
We are
McAllister Kemp.
We're McAllister Kemp. And you're listening to Ben Sorensen's
Real Country.
Oh yeah! Goo, goo, goo.
Hi, we're Georgia Fall.
And we'll be at the Tamworth Country Music Festival again this year, thanks to the support of NRMA BusinessWise.
Their legendary roadside assistance keeps business trucks and vans on the road and makes sure we don't let our fans down.
See how they can keep your business moving at nrmabusinesswise.com.au.
NRMA BusinessWise, keeping Australian country music on the road.
Because the show must go on.
Hey, this is Diana Corcoran, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. For all things country, head to my website, realcountrymix.com. This is our final Tamworth Country Music Festival special for 2014. Now, Tamworth is not only boiling hot during the festival, but it also has a great array of artists heading from gig to gig, or just enjoying other people's. This next artist did plenty of both, and I bumped into him on quite a few occasions at the festival. He's a great fella. And on the success of his last single, Carry On, Morgan Evans has released his new single, One Eye for an Eye. I love it, so I just had to include it in this week's Real Country.
One eye for an eye. One eye for an eye. Old scores and lies. One eye for an eye. You can't change my mind. You can't change my mind.
it's mine. I'm gonna run you down, boy, it's 1 hour, 4 and I. I'm gonna run you down, boy, taking back what's mine.
Now, as a frequent country music festival goer, I know that when I land in a town to go to a festival, I know that there's going to be a different array of food. I've got to say, when I'm at a festival, I don't normally eat anywhere near as well as when I'm at home. There's a whole heap of great stalls, and there's a lot of deep fried foods. There's also a lot of beer as well. But I tell you what, when I'm in Tamworth, there is one place that I can go to get a absolutely fantastic home-cooked meal, great flavours, prepared by a chef, really, really awesome quality, but most importantly, without a doubt, the best coffee that I've had at a festival in a long time, and that was at Ademi in Tamworth. It's important when you go to these festivals year after year after year, you tend to find the great places to go to. Ademi is definitely my find for this festival. There was also some really cool market stalls and food vendors in the market stall area. So they've done a great job with the festival, not only combining music and some of the great public events that they've got, but also a little bit of shopping, the market vibe, and all the wonderful magic of the little town that is Tamworth, and they really do show it off so beautifully. Now, it's not just about my view on the festival. It is always a pleasure to catch up with Jasmine Ray and to hear her thoughts on the festival too.
How is your festival so far, Miss Ray?
Hi, Ben. Yeah, it's good. I'm having a really good time. I loved the fact that, you know, I got in on Sunday arvo and we did something called Country Turns Pink, and that started off my festival, and it was just it was the first time they've ever done something like that for the McGrath Foundation. There were so many artists involved, and it felt like everyone's heart was in the right place and everyone was doing it for the right kind of reason. And that started off my festival. So I'm now like flying on a high for this whole week.
Now, you do a show almost every year here. Do you look forward to that? Is that one of the highlights of your calendar?
Yeah, throughout the year you kind of think, because Tamworth is a special audience. It's when you get to do, you know, your own kind of show, but it's a different kind of show to a normal show, because there's all these people from all around Australia. It's not just, you know, a Sydney audience or a Melbourne audience. It's, you know, and these people who have been following my career since 2008 when they saw me at, you know, the Telstra Road to Tamworth when I won, you know. So you think about what would these people want to know. They want to know actually the story behind everything, and you kind of tailor the show for them. And I've been thinking about what I want to do for this show for a little while. So it's good. I finally get to do it.
I can get up early. I can be on time. Can read the paper and seem completely fine. I'll be smiling when you see me. Yeah, I do the best I can. Just don't ask me how I am. I put on my raincoat so I can't feel the rain. Cut my heart off of my sleeve so I can't feel the pain. You can ask about my day and I'll tell you about my plans. Just don't ask me how.
and my routine hasn't changed. Company can come around and I can entertain. We can go out on the town. I'll drink and laugh and dance. Just don't ask me how I am. We can talk about the weather. You can ask about my job, but don't just biding my time. And there's nothing I could tell you to help you understand. So just don't ask me how I am. Just don't ask me how I am.
Now, as I mentioned before, this is our final Tamworth Country Music Festival special for 2014. Last week, we did the Golden Guitar special, and the week before, we also did another Tamworth Country Music Festival special. That was the first one there. So, all up, there's been three shows. So, if you've actually missed any of our previous Tamworth Country Music Festival shows, any of our bonus interviews, or other previous shows, there is one really easy way for you to get your hands on them, and we call it a podcast. That's what the kids are doing these days. It's so easy to get your hands on it, and it is absolutely free. All you need to do is go to iTunes or your podcasting app of choice, do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, then click download and subscribe. If that's too hard, don't stress. You. All the details are on our website, realcountrymix.com. But you've got to make sure you subscribe, because that is the only way that you will absolutely never miss out on any of our shows, past, present, or future. After the break, some great tunes from Troy Cassidaly and a little Mustard Courage, all on Real Country.
Hey, this is Chelsea Basham, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen on Real Country.
Calling all entertainers, Talent in Your Town is a new online directory for entertainers who want to be seen and heard. Singers, dancers, magicians, bands, comedians, jugglers, illusionists, face painters, fireworks, kids' parties, and a whole lot more. Whatever you do, Talent in Your Town wants to hear from you. Talentinyourtown.com.au, the one-stop shop for all your private or corporate entertainment needs too.
Plus amusement.
Check it out, talentinyourtown.com.au.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. And for all things country, visit our website, realcountrymix.com. Now, straight up, bluegrass was a very popular sound this festival. I saw some awesome groups come out into the limelight showing off their skills and music. One such group, whose impressive vocal harmonies and tight live sound caught my ear, and I just had to share it with you all. You must buy this album. It is called Power Lines, from a band called Mustard Courage, and this is track 2, Cruel Alibis. What a great song.
Choices, gotta leave you behind. hear the high lonesome voices whisper cruel lullabies. We used to dance together in the kitchen late at night and walk in the stormy weather, soaking wet but in mind. Your skin was soft and velvet, my heart would beat fast as a train, but the ice in my whiskers melted like the burning sugar cane. I made my choices, gotta leave you behind. Hear the high lonesome voices whisper cool alibis. Such little precious time to get to our destination, taking caution to arrive. As the shadows creep upon us, there's only so much light today, and the love we were sharing is broken, but our memories remain. I made my choices, gotta leave you behind. In the high lonesome voices whisper cruel alibis. I've made my choices, gotta leave you behind. In the high lonesome voices whisper cruel alibis.
Now, still at the Tamworth Country Music Festival, at the Golden Guitar Awards, they also present Achiever Awards. Now, we covered the Golden Guitar Awards last week, but the Achiever Awards are still an incredibly special and very important part of our Australian country music industry. And this year, the Achiever Award for producing went to Troy Cassidaly for his work on his album Home.
How are you, Troy Cassidaly?
I'm really proud, and I'm just glad my wife and my manager kicked me in the backside a bit and said, you can produce a record, you know, go and do it.
Do you think that's the ultimate evolution for an artist?
I think it's a big part of your evolution, yeah. I think I really love the fact that, you know, you can go and be creative on that level too, because you're not having any arguments with anyone about how this record's going to sound. You double guess yourself a bit when you're making your own record and producing it, but I loved it because it gave me the freedom to sort of talk to the musos and go, this is what I want, can you give me that? And they gave it to me. It was great.
Well, it's an absolutely fantastic achievement. This is the Achiever Award for Producer of the Year. Congratulations, Troy Cassidaly.
Thank you very much for that, Ben.
I hear people talking about their great big cities, how they claim to never go. Really haven't seen this small town raging on a Friday. Well, let me tell you, that's good enough for me. Yes, it is. That's what country is and what country.
country does. Say hey, brother, and how are you, cuz? Come on in, spend some time with us. That's what country is and what country does. Yes, it does. Well, we had a cousin visit us once from the big smoke. On the rope at the river, she didn't even give it a swing. By the end of the week, she was mixing it up with the locals. She hit the track with the Outback under her skin. Yes, she did. That's what country is and what country does. Say hey, brother, and how are you, cuz? Come on in, spend some time with us. That's what country is and what country does. Yes, it does. On Main Street to pub, no rush. Rough and ready is fine by me. What country is, what country does. Say hey, brother, and how are you, cuz? Come on in and we'll make a fuss. That's what country is and what country does. Say hey, brother, and how are you, cuz? Come on in, spend some time with us. That's what country is and what country does. That's what country is and what country does. Yes, it does now. Country is, country does.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is your lot for the week as we formally conclude our final Tamworth Country Music Festival special for 2014. It was an absolutely amazing time. If you do get a chance, make sure you go to the Tamworth Country Music Festival. It has to be on your bucket list. And for me, it wasn't just a bucket list thing to tick off. It turned into something that I go to every single year. So it is very addictive and you're going to absolutely love it if you go. Now, this is the end of our show this week, but by no means the end of Real Country. We would love you to continue the country conversation on social media. Head to facebook.com/Real Country. We'll be posting some great videos, some photos, and all sorts of antics from the Tamworth Country Music Festival this week, as well as some great country music and great conversation about it too. So definitely check it out. We're also on Twitter at Real Country Mix. You can find us on Google Plus as well. But most importantly, get the diary out and lock this in. We will be back next week at the same time on the same station for a whole heap more Real Country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.